I'm saddened when I hear some international media saying that the opposition tried to mobilize people, but they did not succeed because they had a very few people to join the demonstration at this place called Place de l'Indépendance. I'm saddened because they know that thousands and thousands of Senegalese tried to reach that place, and the government, of course, has put brutal forces against them and shoot on people. We have already recorded maybe 7 to 8 people dead. This is not a joke. This is serious business, and we are absolutely determined to give our lives if that's what it takes for Senegal to remain a free country, a democratic country. And Abdoulaye Wade's attempt to install tyranny in this country is doomed to failure. You know, we'll not accept it.
The African Union and ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, they're sending a joint team to try and stop the violence in Senegal. How hopeful are you that this team will be successful?
My first concern is the philosophy of conflict resolution throughout the world has failed. There's no conflict prevention. People always wait until blood is shed and people die to intervene, which is something that needs to be revised, number one. Number two, when already the conflict has erupted and there is a loss of lives, I don't know what much can be done in terms of getting people to calm down and to sit around a table and to discuss. I wish them well, but I really think the focus of their mission should be President Wade himself. The man has no right to a third term, and this is not the first time in Africa. A president is constitutionally bound to end his tenure and to leave, and then they decide either to revise the constitution or to go for a coup d'etat. Because coup d'etat is not always military. It can be constitutional. It can be through elections, rigged elections. So we have really no trust what President Wade is trying to do. So when those mediators come here, you know, we will welcome them as African brothers and sisters. They are most welcome in Senegal, but we hope that they will not come and ask the opposition to allow President Wade to be part of these elections and that they will guarantee free and fair elections. The issue in Senegal is not free and fair election. The issue is first the respect for our constitution, and that one is not negotiable.
A spokesperson for President Wade, Amadou Sall, has said that, in fact, the president is a popular leader who has done a lot for Senegal, and he'll win the first round of the election on the 26th of February.
That's a joke. That's a joke. And if the basis of, you know, allowing a president to seek an unconstitutional term, if the basis is that he's popular, means that if President Obama has finished his 2 terms, because he's popular, he can violate the U.S. Constitution and stay. International community should not apply double standard. What is not acceptable in the West in true democracies is not acceptable in Senegal. We are not a banana republic. We take ourselves very seriously, and we are very proud of the history of our country. What the spokesperson of the president said is shameful and is disrespectful of the Senegalese people. And what it says also is that they are ready to destroy this country, because the son of the president and that spokesperson that you just mentioned actually have given the result of the election. They said it's going to be around 53%. So what is the use for us to go to elections that the results are already prepared and ready to be delivered to the Senegalese people? We will not accept it. We are truly determined to fight for the respect and pride of our country.